The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to his disciples, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure buried in a field, which a person finds and hides again, and out of joy goes and sells all that he has and buys that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant searching for fine pearls. When he finds a pearl of great price, he goes and sells all that he has and buys it. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a net thrown into the sea, which collects fish of every kind. When it is full, they haul it ashore and sit down to put what is good into buckets. What is bad, they throw away. Thus it will be at the end of the age. The angels will go out and separate the wicked from the righteous and throw them into the fiery furnace, where there will be wailing and grinding of teeth. Do you understand all these things?" They answered, "Yes." And he replied, "Then every scribe who has been instructed in the kingdom of heaven is like the head of a household who brings from his storeroom both new and the old." The Gospel of the Lord. I can tell from the hair color of most of you that you will know this word. So if you have heard it, raise your hands. How many of you have heard the word Weisenheimer? Yeah, everybody knows that, right? Did anybody ever call you a Weisenheimer like your parents? Well, it means, you know, someone who's a smart aleck. We use it as a negative thing. Well, in today's readings, we're called not to be Weisenheimer, smart alecks, people who think they know everything, but rather people who are wise. So if you want a phrase to take home with you today, it will be wise, not a Weisenheimer. Be wise, not a Weisenheimer. Wisdom is a gift from the Lord, and it is given to us so that we can see the working of God in our midst, listen to his commandments, and follow them. And it's a lifelong pursuit. We're not born with wisdom complete, but rather we're always being given more and more wisdom if we desire it so that we can become better disciples. So each of us is called to use the wisdom God gives us so that we can follow him faithfully each and every day. And of course, the model of wisdom, at least in his early life, was Solomon. Solomon could have asked for riches, he could have asked for power, he could have asked for lands, but he didn't. He asked for the ability to judge aright, wisdom. Now, of course, when he died, we're told he had 700 wives and 300 concubines. He married many foreign women and allowed them to bring their pagan gods into Israel, which was not pleasing to the Lord. So under his son, the kingdom was broken up. But at least in the beginning of his life, he asked for wisdom, and that's what we're called to ask for too. Because without wisdom, we don't know how we're supposed to follow the Lord, and we can get caught up in everything and all the day-to-day stuff that's going all on around us as it is today. I mean, if we didn't have the wisdom that tells us, stop looking at those people or what's going on, stop worrying, stop being anxious, and look at the Lord, we'd be lost. We wouldn't know where to go, what to do. And yet, our faith tells us we know everything we need to do. God has given us the wisdom to know that. And so our work is not the work of looking out at the world, the culture, to find our bearings, but rather to look at God and see that God has not changed. He's always with us. He's always guiding us. And even though, and this is another phrase you probably are all familiar with, though the world seems to be going to hell in a handbasket, it's not. It's not. I mean, yes, there are troubles, there always have been, but we know God is in our midst. We know we have been empowered by God. We've been given authority Every single one of us, all who are baptized, have been given authority by God to be faithful and to claim that faith out in the public square and to say to other people, this is the correct way to go. And in a word, it's Jesus. He himself says he is the way, the truth, and the life. And as Paul says, even though there are troubles, God will bring good out of that for those who are faithful. So right there, we're being reassured that if we keep our focus on the Lord, we're going to be okay. Doesn't mean we're not going to continue to carry the cross. Maybe very heavy, very painful, and yet, because of God, we have the ability to do that. In fact, not just to carry it, but to raise it high and say, yes, in this sign of execution, of pain, of suffering, that's real freedom. That's where real freedom comes from, to the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. So even in our own pain and suffering, we Christians know that it's not for punishment or correction necessarily. It could be some of that, but it's a way that we can connect with the Lord, our Savior, who was a human being, suffered and died and rose from the dead for us. He's our model. And in the gospel, we have those beautiful parables. And again, Jesus is always telling stories. Who isn't pulled into a story? Have you ever noticed when you read a story to little kids, how they're mesmerized? Kind of, oh, wow, it can be any kind of a story, but it pulls them in. So Jesus tells us these stories as well to pull us in, to be thinking about what's going on. And the first two parables are about someone who finds something of great value, and because they want it, they're willing to go and sell everything that they have to get that treasure. Is Jesus Christ our treasure? Are we willing to sell, put everything else aside in order to focus on him alone? Or do we have so many little treasures that Jesus, as the major treasure, gets lost among all those treasures and distracts us so that we can't be truly faithful? And yet, if we were on a ship and it was taking in water and we had to get rid of stuff, would we do that? I think we would. It's the same with our lives. What are we willing to ditch, to get rid of, to throw out, to give away so that we can be more faithful to the Lord? And the more we pare down in our lives, the more we can possess more fully the great treasure who is God in our midst. That's real wisdom. And if we look out in the world, in fact, on my tombstone, it's going to read, I just don't get it. I just don't get it. I look in the world, I say, what's going on? But when I come back to my faith, the wisdom that God has given to me, I say, oh, okay, God, I don't need to know everything, just what you have told me, so that I can be faithful in proclaiming you as the way, the truth, and the life. I can bear my cross, not that it's going to be easy, that I'm not going to complain, but I know I can do it with God's help. So all of us have that gift of wisdom from God, and we're called to keep on praying for more and more and more, and to do what wisdom demands of us, to keep our focus on Jesus Christ. And when we see that focus moving away to other quote-unquote treasures, to say, no, those aren't the real treasures that are going to bring me the joy and freedom, real freedom that I want, but rather it's only in Jesus Christ. He is the pearl of great price. He is the buried treasure that we can unearth in our lives. He is everything, literally, literally everything to us. We were made through him. We were made for him. We belong to him. So if we keep that in mind, we're going to be wise people. Doesn't mean we're not going to make mistakes and fall, but right there, wisdom says, okay, if you fall, ask God for forgiveness. And he does that. So we have all the good information we need. We have the good news. But again, it's up to us each and every day to get back up on our feet and keep plodding along and to ask God to continue to shower us with his many gifts and then not just keep them to ourselves, but go out into the workplace, among strangers, into neighborhoods, wherever, and help other people see the true light, the way, the truth, and the life, who is Jesus Christ. That's our call as Christians, not to keep that good news to ourselves. That's not what wise people do, but to take that good news and share it with others so that others too can have that wisdom who is Jesus Christ in our lives and who calls us to be truly free so that we can be truly his missionary disciples.